This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour, a couple of guys on the injured reserve list. That'd be me and Liam Sheff doing our thing, getting into the weekend here. Somehow we're going to make it, Liam. It's good to hear your voice. Hadn't been on in a while. We've been busy. You've been busy. And if people wonder why you're also on injured reserve, I talked about my travel trips. I think one word, two syllables, dentist.
Yeah. I've been getting my head pounded, drilled and filled, and some things that I'd neglected for a long time because I guess I was of the opinion that if you eat pretty well, you don't have to worry about anything. But I'm wrong. I was wrong. So it's very traumatizing. I can feel the pain. I can hear the sounds.
Yeah.
It's amazing when they say, oh, it shouldn't hurt. And I think, you know, you're drilling on bones in my face with like a mini jackhammer, and you're scraping, and then they put in the glue and like the marshmallow stuff they put in for the new tooth. And it's just shocking. And
about the Star Wars lasers they were supposed to use instead of drills?
And then you walk out into the world, and the world's just going by, and it's noise and everything, and you just forget that it happened, right? But I don't know. I guess I've been carrying that stress in my...
Your body doesn't forget, my friend, and it'll do some kung pao chicken on you if you're not careful.
What happened was I was supposed to take a trip this weekend, and I guess the trip would, you know, travel has some stresses in it, and I was going to be on an overland route for a while and trains, mm-hmm. and I was going to be doing a lot of physical labor, and I started to... When I get very, very tired, you get whatever you get, but we all get the things that we get. My body just falls apart. I get very dizzy and tired, and my strength throttles back down to maybe about a 20%. I'm already slightly on the injured list for a shoulder.
Right.
So, I've got limited mobility, and I'm like, wow, I guess I'm dying or what's happening?
No, it feels like it though. I get to the punchy McStuffin place and then eventually I'll just give out, right? And I'll have to rest. So anyway, I mean, thank you for being with me considering everything, Liam. I think we could have a good discussion about all kinds of things today.
Well, let's talk. Well, there's a lot of death in the news and a lot of activism, and I'd like to talk about the limits of activism and the problems with activism, the problems with the election cycle. I'd like to talk a little about France.
Well, yeah, the Nice, France, you've lived there. I visited there. Just one of the most gorgeous places, the French Riviera. And, of course, I visited there when I was in my 20s. It was back in the 90s at some point, or I think, late 80s.
That's 90s. When I was there.
Yeah.
I saw you.
That would be funny. I was diving into the ocean there, admiring all of the lady swimsuits that only had a bottom. I never knew about those things in America. So,
yeah. No, the French are...
different in that regard.
Well, women there have breasts with nipples on them, but in America, apparently, we don't.
No, there's no nipples allowed in America. But anyway, it really, yesterday I was on the air. We were learning about this new attack. Guy mowed down, I don't know, 80-some-odd people. I don't know if he shot them or they shot him. But, again, more of the so-called senseless violence, what would drive people to a level of brutality and ugliness and viciousness to just run people over like that, much less shoot them up? And I don't think those things are really questioned legitimately by most in the political elite because they don't want to answer the question in a way that might change things.
Okay, well, the story is that let me get it so I don't misquote it, but I believe a French of Algerian, here it is.
Yeah, French with Algerian descent, I believe.
Descent. Now, the history of France is that France, like every European country, tried to be an imperial power and therefore waged some, you know, wars of acquisition in Africa. And they have his name. Let's see if I can just get it here. Failed attempt.
Well, why is Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, called in French, and other countries were colonized by the English, so they're in English. And again, there's a whole history of colonization, and I think this was one of the messages from our friend Ron Paul years ago. He said, listen, you occupy, you invade, you invite blowback, is what he would say.
That's true. So France has its own imperial history, and its imperial history is essentially that it invaded a place in North Africa. But because you invade a place, like Europe essentially invaded Africa and brought Africans, then you get the children and grandchildren of the place you invaded living there and not really being welcomed into society. The society bears a grudge continuously against the grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren for essentially being strangers to the culture without remembering that, you know, they were strangers to the culture because they were dragged there or because they were invaded. So it's, you know, it's an unsolvable situation in the modern world in which we consider ourselves to be sort of liberal and fair. You know, the ancient empires just worked it out more easily. They said that, you know, once we take over, you're all Roman, you can all worship the thing that you worship. And being Roman just meant that you paid tribute taxes, and that Roman engineering would find its way into your city, and that was a benefit for everybody. But they didn't try to take your gods away. Our imperialism isn't quite so brutal, and it's not quite so nice. It's problematic because our state is formed around a single religious identity for the most part. We're not really pluralist, you know. You're sort of, you know, Jesus land, and if you don't like it, get out, or keep it to yourself, really.
Yeah, well, there's a small percentage of Americans that understand that concept of religious liberty, spiritual freedom is not homogenous, but at the same time, there's been a scapegoating, however you want to define this, Liam, of Muslims in this case. And
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
The end of that history then is that these people come with an historical, there's an historical grudge between Christianity or late Judaism, I suppose is how I think of it, but Christianity and Islam, because the popes sent people to invade, you know, formerly Christian or whatever, or formerly Jewish or Muslim lands to hold on to this sacred, you know, sacred secrets of antiquity, which were mostly made up. And so this has been a long, 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 long fight, and it's not likely to end anytime soon. Now, people, that has very little to do with anything except that people imagine that it matters. So we continuously fight with each other along these lines, and it's very easy for people to fight with each other along these lines. Therefore, if you're an Arab or an Algerian Muslim growing up in Paris, you grow up in your own neighborhoods. You grow up very much like the black population in some parts of New York or New Jersey, very isolated, you know, parts of Newark, parts of the city. The Dominican population up there in the, high hundreds in Washington Heights, where they did experiments on children from the Dominican population at Incarnation Children's Center, a story that we know well. So you have these isolated, ghettoized populations. Now, what actually happened will never be known. How this person was motivated to do a kind of personal, public horrendous jihad, driving a rented refrigerated car, truck, no one will know. But, you know, Nice is very, very, very lovely. And it's an ancient Roman city. I mean, it's as old as the Roman Empire. And Nicaea is what it would have been called. And am I getting that wrong? But anyway, Nice was there, and they even have, you know, some old Roman stuff there, and the Rue des Anglais, where the avenue of the English Avenue, where the guy is the tourist place facing the beach, and he ran everybody down there. So the French are, there's a good history of we don't like you and you don't like us in France and in every other country, and it's going to what the powers that be, if they're really involved in any way, are going to get out of this is to foment that ancient feeling of tribal identity, which is Christian versus Muslim. So you can expect that to happen. You know that Facebook today is full of people saying, it's the Muslims, it's the Muslims. Now, we've been invading Muslim countries for, well, in the 1950s was the toppling of Iran mm-hmm. by the CIA. So that's a long history of modern invasion. We began the desert strikes under George Bush in 92?
Early 90s, it was Bush 1. And
then Clinton continued them, and then Bush 2 ramped the thing up after the 9/11 events. Now, if we're serious about rooting out all terrorism in the world, of course, you have to look at what the CIA and the FBI have been involved in assisting or fomenting in terms of assassinating world leaders or, you know, invading countries. But we don't think about that because we're not really democratic. We're not really logical. We're not really fair.
We're not historical, Liam. I mean, this is the problem I see in my training in public schools. History was a series of facts not connected to anything so that it could be whatever they said it was or wasn't, and it didn't matter as long as you remember the dates, times, and places. There was no basis for understanding how one thing led to another, like you're painting a picture in France, the colonialism and how it relates. Now, we're not saying that this one guy thought of all of that either, but this stuff is passed on through the bloodline to some degree. It's like a repeat of history again, and nobody seems to pay attention to that on the level at which it might make a difference.
Well, we have, in this country, we have Black Lives Matter, which is using
right.
The same sense of an historical wound to foment a great deal of activity. The activity, I'll talk about it maybe in the next segment, but I don't know what time we have left, but the activity seems really pointless in terms of actually fomenting any kind of change. And I would like to make some commentary on Black Lives Matter. I don't know if we finished talking about Europe, but I can tell you that the future of Europe is an energy grind down. In, you know, England's oil has just fallen off the world. They had the North Sea, and the North Sea is really not a producer anymore. So England pulling out of the European Union is really just, it's like what happened when we became the United States and broke away from England. These things are energetic inevitabilities. You don't need to have revolutions or referendums. England doesn't have enough energy. It's going to be as reliant on Soviet, you know, gas as anybody.
They just want to be able to negotiate without the Europeans interfering with, you know.
That's
the bell. We got to take a break. Bathroom break, everybody. We're in class. We're in session. Liam Sheffon here. And Detoxic Friday continues as we talk about the politics from a different level and layer so that hopefully you get a deeper understanding. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam, you always say energy is key, and we could say energy on an interpersonal level, but you could talk about it on a national level. How did the United States become the quote-unquote most powerful nation on the planet? Access to energy. Initially, it was within, but then we got it from without, too. And now we have, you mentioned also, a Black Lives Matter scenario. I talked about it yesterday on the show a little bit as it relates to agents provocateur, to use a French term, I believe, where it really is about inciting violence and not really, if you can call it, solving an issue or getting to the heart of why there is an issue. It seems to be more of, hey, we want to do some more violence. We're instigating that rather than saying, you know, we're coming together. We want to right some wrongs, but we can do it on a local basis. Bring it home. Bring it local. Don't look to the feds or the United Nations to come in and invade.
I remember the protests before leading to the Iraq War. Of course, I was protesting, saying, you know, I don't want a war with Iraq and in the Middle East. Iraq, which had nothing to do, everyone knows, with 9/11. It was an oil state, remains an oil state. And we were saying no blood for oil. You know, we were wrong, or in the sense of being naive politically, because oil, you know, we'll spoil as much blood as we want for oil. So I would go out there with a couple of friends, and we were very mild about it. We just sort of walked in line and protest for whatever good. I wouldn't do that now because I don't think it serves any purpose. But I did notice that the people suddenly springing up at these protest events that I was going to, because I didn't actually want a war, were people with very, very strong agendas, pre-made publications. I think I remember, like, Workers of the World Unite type ethos. So you're getting a little bit of Marx and Engels. And I'll talk about that in a sec. Mm-hmm. You know, world socialist newsletters. And I think, well, I really have nothing to do with this. I'm not asking us to become world socialists. I don't want a war with this other country. So I became disinterested and depressed, and I would just write about the protest, or write about the oncoming long blowback period from invading other countries and killing, you know, what will eventually be millions of people and is. So, right. So these people, though, seem to be waving in the wings, and they are. And they're an inheritance of history. You always have people waiting to throw over the old regime. And in France in the 1760s, post Rousseau, I suppose, you have Jean-Jacques Rousseau as a writer who talked about, like, how great we are if we just don't have any government, more or less. It's very foolish stuff. And you have these guys who came up named Robespierre, named Danton, and there are a handful of others, and they were all very young when they were, you know, they were all in their, just about in their 30s, which is not a time to be very, very, like, in charge of things, because you're too strident and too dogmatic, and you're still full of the energy of the 20s, but you haven't mellowed out at all, not much. And they took over France, and in no time they were cutting off, you know, thousands of heads, because there was no end to who was corrupted. You know, they had an idea that things would be perfect
bloodlust.
Yeah, things will be perfect if. And if things aren't perfect, it must be because there are corruptors in the system. So you have, the Stalinist system just taking off. Well, the system is perfect. But if it's not, it must be you. So you have to spy on your neighbors and rat out everybody. And you know, in the end, the French killed Robespierre, and I believe they killed him facing up. They were so tired, so you could see the guillotine coming for him.
I must intervene here on an allopathic level, because it just occurred to me what you're saying in terms of cancer. Let's cut it out, right? We can magically remove the cancer, and you're good. And if it comes back, there are agitators in your cells. So what do we do next? We give you chemicals, chemo, to kill those cells, and of course it kills the entire body. I've argued this for many years. Our Pentagon runs like it's allopathic medicine. It's poison everything, and then let God sort it out, so to speak.
Well, yeah, I said Western medicine is war medicine, because that's actually its origin point is battlefield medicine of World War I. So if you understand that Black Lives Matter then is really a kind of infection of agents provocateurs, as you said, of people who are waiting to be hostile, whose only point is to clash with police and create blood in the streets, because they believe that the violent revolution will lead to absolute freedom. They believe in the terms of Marx and Engels that I know idiots like this, by the way.
but they're puppets, if you will, because the puppeteers, the elites, will fund these things, and then they'll come in and the elites will take over and make a more enslaved society because of it.
Well, the genius mind of Pete Townsend said, meet the old boss, same as the old boss. You know, there's really no better summation of all Western politics than we'll get fooled again by the WHO.
I love that. All right, let's take another break here. We'll talk about what you can do. We don't want to be bummer dude, but we want to be, factual in our relationship to what's going on today, how it relates to history, and what's going to happen tomorrow after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Liam Sheff, an old friend here, he's not older than me though, but he's written official stories and doing great work, and he digs into history like nobody, and we love him and we appreciate him, and we have great discussions together. So I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. We're going to go further into this with a comment of the day and then talk about something that was impossible, right? Things that are impossible, right? The falling of the Berlin Wall, that'll never happen. What else was impossible? A big city like Irvine, California, going pesticide-free, going glyphosate, Monsanto Roundup-free, could that be happening? According to this article, it has happened. There's a bunch of moms. Let moms lead the way. Could these moms really do this?
Oh, am I answering?
That's your cue.
Oh, I sorry, you were on such a roll.
It happens.
I thought you would lead with the article because you
Well, okay, I will then. High brain cancer rates among children spurred four moms to create the first ever pesticide-free community in Southern California. And I was thinking this was going to be a little dinky neighborhood. And no, they've taken it on and taken it out to Irvine, California, which is a big area in Orange County, just below the L.A. Basin there. And I'm just so impressed. But again, have we been right about saying this, that local activism is the way to go? Because you're not going to change what's happening in D.C. or in Brussels or maybe even in Nice, France from here in the United States.
Well, yes. You know, in order to understand politics, we have to dial it back to a lower energy society. We're noticing that England left the European Union, you know, maybe for some people's racist vote, maybe some people just don't want to be a part of anything else telling them what to do with their remaining energy. We are forced to think of ourselves as a nation, but we are really a lot of geographical zones connected by trucking.
Right.
And because we're connected by trucking, we think that we have, that Starbucks is like a plant that just grows, and McDonald's is like a plant that just grows somewhere. We don't see where everything comes from. But if you remove trucking, or you make trucking, or you limit trucking, which is what the future looks like, so that we don't have everything that we want as soon as we want it, we actually have to participate in a local community. And that local community's first job is to produce that thing called food that we need just about every day. You know, you can go without video games a whole life long. You know, billions of generations of human beings and every other thing have done so, but you can't do without food. So over in, I guess I don't know the story as well as you do, but I suppose in Irvine there's a move to relocalizing. I will only say that when I end up talking to people in these movements, the people who still cling to Marxist ideology in this day and age, totally misunderstanding that, number one, that Marx and Engels, you know, were very brilliant guys, but they were living at a very short period of history. They formed something that was supposed to be an absolute truth, which immediately, you know, is going to fall apart as soon as the age shifts a little bit. They were living in the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. Their method of argument was like, the production of, I think, bolts of linen or cloth. Well, that's not really what we produce these days. We use oil to do what coal-powered machines used to do. So it's a very different argument. We use oil fertilizers and natural gas fertilizers to produce food. We're in a, frankly, very precarious situation, but it's not one that relates to the idea of the workers' paradise taking over. That only came about at a particular point in Europe after the guilds. Anyway, it's long story short, we don't live there anymore. We're going to be knocked back down to towns. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a town and you realize that the trucking is going to be interrupted because the fracking fields are all bankrupt and because the tar sands are burning, then because the Saudis are doing everything they can to get out of oil, which should make everybody scream and panic, but nobody's paying attention. I mean, the Saudis are selling off their assets. They're, you know, for the people who believe in the free energy machine is going to save us, just go look at Saudi Arabia. They're investing in anything but oil.
Including, like, fallout shelters of the atomic era, but this time, hey, how do we establish ourselves independent from the crisis that is looming, the riots in the streets and things when people are hungry? And this is Michael Fried's point, who sent us a nice comment of the day at robertscottbell.com, and he was linking to, you know, a story about farmers filing suit against oil companies because the wastewater is causing crop loss destruction, if you will. And his point, if I gather it right, and Michael, you can write back in if we're not, is that, you know, the whole idea of protesting this or even suing over it is missing the point of what is really efficient and effective, and that is just transforming the land like a little bit happened in Irvine, to just start growing your own food locally and kicking them out on an area that you can actually achieve it without having to wait for these corrupt government agencies, including the judiciary branch, to rule against you because you don't have the money to fight in reality.
Yeah, the idea of the lawsuit state or of the national identity is going to go away, and we're going to be left in geographical zones that are more or less self-sufficient or not, in which case they don't exist, for food and water. This is going to bring us back to the, you know, mostly the early 20th century. And I suppose that would be a lucky stopping place if we actually managed to stop there. But we built our way up to that by building trains and streetcars and trolleys. Those are all torn out. And now we have totally useless tar highways that are no good to anybody. You know, they fall apart in short order. They have to be replaced by tar. So we're looking at a crumbling society. And you can go look up America's infrastructure problems if you don't believe me, from as many independent sources as you want. We're up a creek and there is no paddle and it's very, 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 very bad. So if you want to do something about activism, get off of the Facebook echo chamber, or if you do, just understand it's entertainment.
Sure.
Go out to the parcel of land behind your home. Go to a neighbor. Go found a neighborhood. What is it called? A neighborhood park. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Go be involved in that sort of thing, and do everything you can to participate in your world by growing food. This is the revolutionary call that I would make to the actual people rather than the programmed sort of zealots and the, you know, getting sucked into the Black Lives Matter. You know, they're always young people who don't know history, so they get sucked in thinking this is important. If we go block traffic, somebody will care. No, all that will happen is that people will hate you. You know, you'll just be more on the outside than you ever were.
Or nowadays they'll shoot you. I mean, that's the thing, the rising tide of violence participating. Not a good plan if you want longevity.
No, I would never go to a protest these days. I don't even understand what they're for. If you're not growing food, I'm not sure what you're doing. And if you're not teaching people around you to grow food, and it's not really that hard. I almost swore. That's how unhard it is. It's not that bloody hard. You build up, you put a box together, you get some dirt and soil, and the food grows. It's like magic. You know, you protect the soil from the sun, and if you can do that in a few ways. You can put up some bird netting. You know, you can do raised beds to handle gopher issues. You can invite birds of prey to handle varmints. You can get some cats, and you can pee in your yard to put up a chemical perimeter.
We got confirmation from a doctor of veterinary medicine that the peeing in your yard thing, not only good for your garden, but yeah, it kind of keeps some of the critters away.
Yes, it does. They don't like, I mean, that's one of the things that you have to do. It won't keep all of them out, but that's why you have cats. You know, that's what cats are for. They go out there, they don't eat plants, and they'll pee all over and they'll kill things. There's a reason that, you know, we sort of, evolved society the way that we did around agriculture. There's a reason why we bred some of the little animals to have around the house that we did. It wasn't just for lap pets. You know, we really are a food procuring species. That's what our job is. And we're so far out of it. But once you're back in it, doesn't it feel good?
Mm-hmm. It's a great joy. You know what happened for me. I'm like, now they're calling me Farmer Bob. I don't like the name Bob, but Farmer RSB is fine.
Yeah, Farmer Rob. So Farmer Rob is out there doing his stuff. And before that, you know, it's been probably a while before you did it.
I was in a glyphosate garden. I mean, the thing is, where we were living was glorious. But again, you're living in places that are controlled and everybody sprays. And it's like, I don't want to grow food and poison myself. So we got out of there. We found a land that we had more control over. Again, in the Irvine situation, it was expanded a little more than just your own backyard, where they engaged the local government to say, let's go pest management that doesn't involve Roundup, for instance. And they were succeeding. And they are succeeding.
Yeah. Well, if activists aren't interested in the procurement of food, they're missing the point. The 20th century is an anomalous blip on the human timeline. You know, what we have in the late 20th century is a world that runs without us having to think about food. You also have to remember that during things like the great, you know, French Revolution and so on, most of the people in France weren't involved. It was mostly Paris. You know, everybody else was farming. So it's always the urban mess that sort of makes the headlines. And you don't want to be there. You know, you don't want to be in downtown Manhattan in an emergency, or downtown Los Angeles. You don't want to be in any downtown in an emergency. You want to be where there's land, where there's some rainwater, where you can, you know, shepherd the land and marshal your resources to some degree and form some sort of neighborhood collection of people who are working together. Now, as soon as somebody comes along and say, oh, you have to be collectivist, you just tell them to go, I almost cursed again, tell them to shut up.
Yeah.
No, shut up and go away.
You're right. I mean, the thing is, collectivism means you're going to treat a person as a member of a group. No, there's no individual identity. And I know that's a simple way to say it, but it really comes down to that. It's like, I make relationships with individuals, not with groups. And, you know, can we break the cycle of tribalism? Well, it seems to be embedded into our DNA as a species, but on an individual basis, certainly we can. We could be friends with people from any tribe. But
Well, our tribe has to reform where we're living. So mm-hmm. if you, you know,
localism.
Localism. Yeah. The new tribalism is localism.
Beautifully said. So not collectivism, but localism. That's the new tribalism. I like the way this is going. And I appreciate you, my friend, helping us to get there and having a great, you know, to some degree intellectual discussion on it, but historical, et cetera. And, you know.
Oh, that word intellectual. To Americans, it's like a scary, frightening thing, but I swear it's just using your brain.
That's all. You know, and I'm not a guy, you know me, I'm the anti-intellectual intellectual because I really rebelled against the so-called university-level stuff, you know, going way back. I was like, you know, that stuff just repels me. And it has you. You've seen it from the inside as well. But I think we're talking about something that people will appreciate and get.
History belongs to everybody. You have to read it. It's a report card for the human species. If you really want to know where we're headed, read where we've been.
Mm-hmm. Well, where are we going? Localism, everybody. Go grow your own food. Liam, thanks for helping us to do that and getting me started as well, back into the growing groove, the growing groove.
My pleasure. And Official Stories is there full of this sort of, you know, these sorts of thoughts and insights right there on Amazon. And my thanks for picking it up and going and giving it a review or giving me some feedback if you enjoyed it.
Absolutely, and check out The Limits of Activism, the latest video that Liam has put up on the social media networks and YouTube. I'll be back to wrap it up with Super Don heading into the weekend after this.
Live around the world, The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks to Liam Sheff for being on board today. And, of course, thank you to the Doc of Detox and Captain Morgan. And Super Don is back now to help us wrap it up into the weekend. And I just want to let you know, next week, Super Don, we're going to have to do some stuff because Friday I'm going to be up at a health food store in Ohio speaking. Yeah. And, of course, the MAHO, the Natural Products Association MAHO Conference in Columbus, Ohio. And then the following week, we're back in Orlando for the IAMS Conference, the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And that's just the beginning. We got so much coming up. And don't forget the United States Health Freedom Congress, August the 1st and 2nd. We'll be up there on the 31st. So that's coming up, as well as the Constitution class and Second Amendment class as well with Michael Badnarik, August 13th and 14th. Check out the show notes. It's all there. Sign up now, and we'll see you there. Okay. Now, I've done the business part of the final segment.
House cleaning is done, yes.
House cleaning is done. Should we do a question of the day to wrap things up almost here?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you for writing in on this one. It says, RSB, I'm not as old as you. Is my age on my forehead? Why? Okay, honestly, I think we were about the same age, he says. LOL. Anyway, I am not wearing glasses yet, but I do have in my eyes what some people call floaters that sometimes gets in my way of my vision. Do you know what causes those? Is there anything I can do to get rid of them? Thanks for all you do and for Super Don making me laugh. Mike in Louisville. P.S. Tell Don it's pronounced Louisville.
Louisville.
Okay. You got it right now. So, well, you did a little homework on floaters, didn't you?
I had to go back to health science class in high school to figure this out. So, in a nutshell, what happens is inside the eye, there's a gel-like substance called the vitreous, which is what keeps the eye round. And as you get older, the vitreous shrinks and it becomes stringy. And what happens is the stringy part of the vitreous sometimes can cast these tiny shadows on the retina, and that's what causes the floaters.
Yeah. So my perspective on this, and someone will say, "Oh, you're just going to say spray silver in your eyes." I'm not. You know, you can do that, but I don't think it's going to deal with the floaters per se. I think what we're dealing with, in my humble opinion, and I've got no peer-reviewed science to back it up, but this is just me shooting from the hip on a Friday, a detoxify Friday heading into the weekend. Chronic low-level dehydration, as we age, it impacts systems at a different rate, and eventually it hits the eye. And, of course, we lose that fluidity, if you will, that integrity of self or connective tissue as a result of not only chronic low-level dehydration, but a lack of silica in particular for all connective tissue, including the vitreous areas of the eye, and selenium for the integrity of the cells themselves. So I think these are selenium deficiencies, silicon deficiencies, and hydration deficiencies. There are homeopathic remedies that can also help. Euphrasia, Eyebright, again, but these aren't known to be cures for the so-called floaters, but I think that long-term recovery means focusing more attention on hydration, silicon, and selenium. So there you go.
And for the most part, it's just annoying, and you kind of, you know, get used to it and learn to ignore it. In extreme cases, there is a surgical procedure that can be done to correct that, but it's not something the doctors like to do because there are a lot of possibilities of complications.
Right. And the other thing you can do is smoke weed.
That'll make your eyes red anyway.
No, yeah, not this way. You know, it may. Right, we talked about glaucoma and cannabis, but not the way this next guy evidently uses it. That is a big no-no. Super Don, tell him, because we opened with the cannabis story on Freshman Friday today. What not to do with cannabis?
Well, there was this dude in Pennsylvania that thought it would be cool to spray embalming fluid on the marijuana and then smoke it. Now, I've heard of this before. There's a lot of misconceptions. In the drug culture, some people call embalming fluid PCP, and so this is what they're referring to. But this guy literally, he found this brain, which they figured was a teaching tool somewhere that had been stolen, and he actually took the embalming fluid out of it and sprayed it on the marijuana before he smoked it because he thought it would get him more high. He ended up getting in trouble, some legal trouble. Interesting thing, though, this guy here, when he got the brain and he kept it, he decided to name it Freddy.
Freddy, huh?
Freddy the brain, yes.
Well, Freddy should have told him, you're doing it wrong, leave the formaldehyde on the brain, bring the brain back where it belongs in the teaching facility, and don't smoke weed with formaldehyde on it. Okay? There's your tip, kids. Don't do that. All right, with that, we're about out of time. Super Don, thanks for making it sound so good. I'll be back on top of things in no time. And looking forward to seeing all my friends in Ohio and then up there at the United States Health Freedom Congress at IANS and the other events listed in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.